Woo! Good morning. Joe Wachter pushing the right buttons. Like, let's go. I'm ready. Can it be tonight? Can they go to Brazil and play tonight? I'm ready. Like, we're a week away. We're a week away. And thank you, Joe.
Football Friday next week.
But, not just that. It's the ultimate all-time Football Friday. Like, this will be the biggest Football Friday in the history of Philadelphia.
Because it is literally.
That's my point, right?
Literally a Football Friday. I hate, and I'm not trying to, like, poo-poo on it and rain on anyone's parade.
Where this is going
doesn't
is
the fact
dangerous.
That it's in Brazil kind of take away from the excitement? Like, imagine if it was a Football Friday in South Philadelphia. Like, they were playing at the Link.
Well, of course. Yeah.
It just makes it a little, like, wah-wah for me.
Yeah. I hate that they're in Brazil to start the season.
Okay, thank you. I was trying to be polite about it.
I hate it from, like, every
I think
fiber
they hate
of
it
my
too.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. And look, it's like, I don't know if it's fear-mongering or not. Like, I don't know. I have not been to Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Yeah.
But, like, the stuff coming out, like, what they're
not
talking
great.
About, like,
not great.
Like, and then on top of that, not just like the potential for crime and like don't leave your hotel and all these type of things, but then apparently there's issues with the air quality. There's all kinds
there's,
of wildfires
yeah,
around there.
That's awful.
Around,
yeah, like it, yeah, it's yeah. It just it think, seems like it seems like this is a real undertaking here. You know?
I think Devin might have just invented a concept accidentally. Ooh. She said, "I don't want to re-poo-poo on it." And I thought, like, it really is like a good combination of reporting and poo-pooing mm-hmm. if you re-poo-poo on something.
I
and
like
I
this.
Think Devin accidentally, well, she said it without the intention
re-poo-poo?
Of saying re before the poo-poo, but I think it's good.
It's like, good. We can get a
the reporting slash poo-pooing.
Look, I'm so now an innovator. Re-poo-pooing.
Yeah, I mean, this Devin is the news.
That's what I'm saying. She's got this innate sense of newsiness.
It's just natural.
And
it just,
all
she knows.
Things news.
Hi, yeah. this is the news.
You're damn right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice job putting the bed underneath it. I think it's a better drop when you hear the news bed. All right, 205-592-9494 to the re-poo-poo we just got from Devin Caney. We will get to the Brazil stuff because AJ Brown and Devontae Smith. Wait till you hear these guys talk about the trip to Brazil. It's some pretty wild stuff. We'll get to that in a bit. Plus, something really interesting Jalen Hurts said is a weird phrase. It said to us yesterday. I can't believe we actually were the ones who talked to Jalen. Jalen Hurts said to us yesterday. I want to get John's thoughts on that, the audience thoughts on that. 215-592-9494. And, of course, reacting to a thrilling, maybe best win of the season from the Phils last night. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Dan. Hey, Danny.
Morning, crew. How are we today?
Great, Dan.
Hey, is Joe the guy that, like, didn't he just come back from vacation? Is he the guy that goes on vacation and then calls out, like, 2 weeks later because he got sick on vacation?
So, no, this was maybe worse. He's the guy who just went on vacation and was like, you know what? I'm just going to take 3 more days.
Yeah, you know what? I'm back from vacation. Yeah. I just took vacation, but these days are available for me to take. And there's a vacation date attached to the front of next week.
Yep.
So that'll feel even longer, and I can languish in my own whatever it is.
I mean, think about the extra bit daytime that is. I mean,
yeah.
I just don't appreciate
Sorry.
It.
That's
Dan, yeah, us too, pal. Us too.
Hey, well, first, Devin, I agree with you, except I don't want this game at all on a Friday. Like, it just ruins my opening weekend for football. Like, Eagles opening weekend, Sunday, everybody comes over. Friday, everybody's got to, like, rush to try to get out of work, figure out where you're going. I don't know. I don't like it. And then give it to the NFL to pit two teams that wear green in
well,
Brazil.
That,
where
another strange,
green
what
is
a strange
color.
Thing. And Dan, to your point, like, I don't mind the Friday thing. Like, I, you know, look, I think we all understand the NFL is trying to expand onto days, onto countries, onto whatever they're doing, but, like, it's never surprising. I'm with you. Like, I just don't like this whole thing starting the season. Like, if this were, like, game 7 and then they had a bye after it or something like that, like, fine. Like, I can get down with that. It's the start of the season in Brazil, the no home game, the no, like, real feel. And again, I do think in and of itself, in a vacuum, I think watching the Eagles play in a soccer stadium in Brazil is a cool idea. Like, it's like, that's fun. It's a different way to watch football. I loved watching the Phillies in a soccer stadium in London. I was like, this is so cool. I'm watching baseball in a soccer stadium. Like, I'm fine with the uniqueness and whatever. I just don't love it to start the season.
Me neither. I like the London game. You know what I mean? Like, everybody woke up. It's 9 a.m. You're watching football. All that's great. But, yeah, to start your NFL season that way, give it to another team. Just leave us alone.
Yeah, I wish, buddy. What do you got on the Phillies, Dan?
With the Phillies, so it was like a roller coaster of emotions last night. Like, I was like, man, it's the Braves, and here we are. It's 4-0. I saw Brandon Marsh strike out, and he didn't look too confident walking back to the dugout. They like, panned on his face, and I'm like, man, I really hope they can do it. So, I was hoping, but I was doubting. And then they turned it around, and Marsh hit a home run. And it's good to see the bats pick up the pitching when the pitching's bad. But again, I don't want to count on the home run ball. Not to sound like Howard Eskin, but.
Look, Dan, I think it's a balance because you don't want to just be a team that hits home runs and does nothing else. But at the same time, the teams that hit the most home runs usually win. You know, like the Rangers won the World Series last year because they hit the most home runs, like flat out. You know,
I
get your point, and it's frustrating because when it goes cold, it like disappears. They need to be able to have that balance where they can put the ball in play, where they're, and that's when they're going best. That's what happens. It just can't only be the home run, but the home run is still super duper important. You know,
I agree. I just wish we would have generated the runs to beat Atlanta. You know what I mean? Instead of going down 4-0 and counting on the home run.
I get your point, but I don't think it's like you could look at it that way. I don't think they were counting. I think they're trying to score runs however they can score runs. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So what do you got for an answer, Danny?
Listen, this character had about 6 minutes in the whole movie, but he's one of the most iconic characters ever, and especially in the 90s, Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah, so that's the other character that I said I thought could compete with Jules. So that's a great answer with Lecter. It's more than 6 minutes or 8 minutes or whatever. I think it's like 20 minutes or something like that he's on screen. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but unsurprisingly, Devin, as you like to point out, I did rewatch Silence of the Lambs somewhat recently.
Really?
Yes.
Was it after we discussed it?
No, I think it actually was why we discussed it that last time, was because I had rewatched it and I brought it up.
Right.
I watched it in the last couple months. It is a perfect movie. It is in the running for greatest movie of all time. Have you seen Silence? Oh, we discussed it. A little scared of it. Yes.
I haven't.
It's a perfect movie. And
I've
what
heard
I will
great
say
things.
Is when Hopkins comes on the screen, like it
you
is...
haven't seen this either. Wait a second. This is every
Here
single movie
go.
That
it's
we
not
talk about.
Every single movie.
You no.
It's
this
not.
Is terrible.
Oh
this
my
one,
God.
Silence of the Frickin' Lambs.
I don't like scary movies.
It's a psychological thriller. Okay, it is not that scary. It's not a horror movie. Like it's really
Pulp
not.
Fiction.
My wife hates scary movies, yeah. And she liked Silence.
What was the other one besides Pulp Fiction that
Terminator
was recent?
Terminator 2.
Okay, T2.
God
T2.
Forbid I haven't
and
seen Terminator
T2.
2.
Is that scary? Is
no,
that
I just haven't
the reason
seen it.
Was,
I no, I just haven't watched it.
So that's summer blockbuster. So you don't do the summer blockbuster.
I love Marvel movies. So
Marvel movies are good, but they're nowhere close to Terminator 2 or whatever, you know.
Pulp Fiction is just like the most popular movie of maybe of all time.
One of them.
Or from that era.
To be fair, I was young in the 90s, so I think I was too young to have seen Pulp Fiction when it was like really popular.
Yeah, I get that.
The rating was
the
barrier.
But you're a Tarantino fan. You're like, I'm a Tarantino fan. Like,
well, since I've
never...
been old enough to see it. But yeah, no, you're right. I should.
Yeah,
I should.
Yeah. Okay,
and my mom also, so my parents and I were down the shore this weekend, and it's supposed to be rainy. And she just texted me when we started talking about it earlier, was like, we should watch Pulp
Devin's
Fiction tonight.
Mom. What's your mom's name?
Robin.
Hey, Robin.
Pulp
Shout
Fiction.
Out, Robin.
I love you. You're
not
awesome.
Just Pulp Fiction. Pulp Fiction and...
Silence of the Lambs. I mean, that'd be a good one to watch with your mom if you're a
that'd
little scared
wonderful.
Or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Terminator 2 is
and
great.
T2. Yeah.
But no
I mean,
matter what, Robin, watch Pulp Fiction this weekend. Like, I swear to you, you will not be upset. You will say at the end, be like, thank God.
You've
that
got
we took
three
the time
bangers. You've got three of the greatest experiences.
I mean, Pulp Fiction
right
and Silence of the Lambs are two of my top 10 favorite movies of all
Rainy
time.
Rainy weekend.
Period. Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I really will watch Pulp Fiction if I can find it.
You'll want to rewatch it right away.
If you can find
it. You'll want to rewatch Pulp Fiction right away.
Yeah, dude, Wector, you're so... Dude,
yeah.
The last
That's
time
how
I
good
watched,
it is. You're
I watched
watch
Pulp
it
Fiction, and I've seen it 100 times. Last time I watched Pulp Fiction, I literally thought I could turn it right back on and just do it again.
Really?
I had the exact thought, Wector. It's great. All right, 215-592-9494, the movie talk. Got in the way of us playing Jalen Hurts audio, but that's what happens. We're going to play that next. You're going to hear Jalen Hurts on with us yesterday. A really interesting question from Richie, and I thought a fascinating answer from Jalen Hurts that gives us a little bit of a look into how last season went with the Blitz and all that. Plus your calls. Plus we'll talk. We'll play that audio I just mentioned. AJ Brown and Devontae Smith on the Brazil thing because Let me tell you, they don't sound super excited to go to Brazil. I'll tell you that much. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up next. It's the Morning Show.
If you're in need of new windows, the best choice you can make is to work with Window Nation. Just read any of their 33,000 five-star reviews and you'll understand why. Window Nation is all about value. And this August, they're giving you a great value during the Window Nation anniversary sale. Right now, buy two windows, get two free. And there's no limit to how much you could save. Plus, you could save big with no interest or payments for 24 months. Act now, you'll get an extra $250 credit as well. Window Nation values your satisfaction in their quality, service, and affordability. That's why they stand behind their windows with a lifetime warranty. Window Nation was also recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies, so you can trust Window Nation for high-quality, affordable windows. Stop paying more than you have to. Hurry. Sale ends August 31st, so schedule a fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit WindowNation.com.